This is Shimon Newbort with today's shiur. Today's shiur is in Hilchos Kelayim, the laws of mixed species, chapter 8, which contains 14 halachas. I would like to make a correction to an item in yesterday's shiur. We mentioned several times, Shnayim Keneged Shnayim V'Yechod Yoytzei Zonov, a vineyard that's planted in two rows, with two vines in one row opposite two in the other row, and one sticking out. This one sticking out I explained incorrectly yesterday. The correct explanation is the one that sticks out is not in either of the rows, but it sticks out opposite the space that's between the two rows. Now chapter 8, today's shir, Halacha Aleph. Hagefonim shegodlu kibiryason, the vines which grew in their natural fashion, and so they bend downwards because of the weight, and the branches and the clusters of grapes fall down towards the ground. These naturally growing vines are called a vineyard. Avol ha'oisa k'moy mita, but if he makes like a bed, or k'moy sevocho, or another type of a support, gevoya me'al ha'oretz, that's raised up above the ground, k'dei she'yu ha'ishkoilis v'asarigim nimshachim aleo, so that the clusters of grapes and the branches can extend over it, and not hang down to the ground, v'higbiya noiv ha'kfonim, me'al ha'aretz, and he lifted up the branches of the vines from above the ground, aloisa hamita, onto that support, v'hidloisoi, and he placed it over there and supported it on it, hareza nikra oris. This is called a trained vine, v'oisa hakonim v'chayotzi b'hem, and those sticks or other such things, she'osa mehem mito isvocha, from which he made this support, v'hidlo aleihem esnoif hagefen, and upon which he supported the a branch of the vine, heim hanikroim afifyoris. This is called a trellis, as we learned in chapter 6. V'dinim achedim yesh be'oris. And these trained vines have special rules of their own. Haloche beis, haneteya shura achas, shel chomish gfanim ayoyser, someone who plants a single row of five or more vines, v'irsen al gabi koisel, and he trained them onto on top of the wall, gavoya asoira, a wall that was at least six, that was at least 10 handbreadths high, v'chayotzi boy, or some other such support. Shenoton betzad choritz omei kasora v'rochiv arba, or he planted the vines, these five vines, in a single row. He planted them and next to a ditch that was deep, at least 10 handbreadths and at least 4 handbreadths wide. Hareilu nikraim oris. Such a set of vines is called a trained vine. V'tzorich laharchik min oris arba amas. And he has to separate, before he can plant seeds, he has to separate from this oris, from this set of trained vines, 4 cubits. V'yachar kach yizra. And only thereafter may he plant them. K'der shamarchik min hakerem. Just as he has to separate 4 cubits from a vineyard. And even though a single row does not form a vineyard, but in the case of an oris of the trained vines, it is considered as if it were a vineyard. Haloche gimel, and mehechon moidedim, and from where do we measure these 4 cubits? Meike hagodesh erson alav, from the bottom of the fence upon which he supported them. Keitzad, for example, hirchik es ashura shel gfonim min hakoisel ama, if he separated the row of vines 1 cubit from the wall, v'nimtza ha'oris min ha gifonim vila koisel, so the trained vine on top is in the space that's between the vines and the wall. Moided mina koisel arba amas, then he has to measure the 4 cubits from the wall, v'zeireya, and then he may plant. V'nimtza bein hazero bein nikriya kfonim chomishametz, and so it'll turn out that between the seeds and the bottom of the vines, there are 5 cubits. V'imbol ezroya mitzad hakfonim, but if he wants to plant not on the side of the wall, but he wants to plant on the side of the vines, marchik mikri hakfonim arba amas, then he has to separate from the bottom of the vines 4 cubits. Shenimtza rochik min hakoisel chamish amas, and this turns out to be then a distance of 5 cubits from the wall. And in this manner, we measure and evaluate each of these sets of trained vines. Halacha Dalid. Echad haboines hageder. The same rule applies whether he first built the wall, v'yachakach nota, and only thereafter he planted the vines and trained the tops up over onto the wall, oishanota, or whether he first planted the vines of Yachakachosa Hagoder, and afterwards he made the fence. In either case, Hoyil Ve'irson, as soon as he bent over the vines to train them on top of the wall, Hareze Oris, this becomes a set of trained vines. Neras Hagoder, if the fence was knocked down, Oinistam Hachoritz, or the ditch next to which they were planted was filled up. Enkan Oris. Now we no longer have an Oris, we no longer have trained vines. Elo Hare Kol Ashura Kikfonim Yechidim. And now the entire row is considered as if they were single vines. Halocha Hei, Oris Shechorav Emtsoi, a set of trained vines like this that became destroyed in the middle. The middle rows of the vines became destroyed. We're talking here that the fence on top of which the vines were trained was in the middle, and on each side of the fence there were 2 rows of vines, one row near the fence and one row farther away from the fence. And on neither side of the fence did the vines form a vineyard, because the rows were not planted opposite each other, but the vine in each row was planted opposite the space in the row next to it, so that neither of these sets of 2 rows formed a vineyard, but the whole thing itself forms an oris, because all of these vines are trained onto the top of the fence that's in the middle. And now Chorav Emtsoi, the middle, that is the inner rows of vines, the rows of vines that were next to the fence, were removed and they're no longer there. V'nishtayru b'chomish kfonim b'tzad hagode mikan, and there remained at least 5 vines in the outer row of vines that are on one side of the fence, v'chomish kfonim b'tzad hageder ha'achrin shekinegdon, and at least 5 vines in the outer row of vines on the other side, opposite it, zehu hanikra piskei oris. This is called an interrupted set of trained vines. Im yesh beinehem shmeina amas v'yechod v'shishim ba'ama. Then, if the space between the 2 resulting rows is at least 8 1/60 cubits, hareze malchik mikol shurav shisha tfachim v'zayreya, then they're considered separate. Usually, we say that the limit is 8 amas. If there's at least 8 amas between them, they're considered, the 2 rows are considered separate rows. But here, since these 2 rows are what remained of a set of an oris, of a set of trained vines, we need a greater separation, an extra 1/60 of an amma. So if you have that separation, then he need separate only 6 handbreadths from each of these rows, v'zeireya, and then he may plant. Otherwise, he has to separate 4 cubits. V'hu shelo yizra tachas ha'efif yoreis, and this is only on condition that he does not plant directly under the place that supports the vines. K'moshe b'yarnu, as we explained in chapter 6. If the space between them was exactly 8 amos, it didn't have the extra 60th of an amma, he may not plant there in that space, because this is not an ordinary 2 rows. This are 2 rows that are left from a set of trained vines. V'im zaron, but if he did plant there, hoyel v'hichik mikol shura shisha tfochim, then as long as he separated from each of the rows at least 6 hand breaths, harezel oikidesh, it did not become forbidden. V'im ein sham geder, and if there's no fence in the middle, that is, the fence was also removed along with the inner rows of the vines. Then marchik mikol shura shisha tvochim v'zeireya. Then, in any case, he can separate 6 hand breaths and is permitted to plant seeds. She'ein kan lo yaris v'loy piske yaris, because if the fence is gone, you have no trained vines and no interrupted trained vines. They're just separate vines. Chozar ubona hageder, but if he went and rebuilt the fence, chozar artis limkoimai, then this once again becomes an artis, it becomes a set of trained vines. The chozar upiske artis limkoimam, and the thing now again assumes the rule of an interrupted set of trained vines. Halacha zayin, ginok tana, a small garden, a small planted area, shehimu kefes gader, which is surrounded by a fence, the orosis hakfonim savivlo mi bachutz al kol kosleho, and the vines that were planted outside it, all around, were trained over onto the fence. On the fence, on the wall, all around this small planted area, im yeshba b'loy boitzev v'siloy, if the space available inside this small planted area, inside the fence, contains at least enough space for the grape harvester and his basket to enter in there, that is at least 2 cubits, one for the harvester and one for his basket, mikan on this side, umaloi boitzer vesiloi mikan, and at least as much space, 2 cubits on the other side, for the harvester and his basket, hoyel vehimu kefes geder, and since it's surrounded by a fence, zoiden betoicho yirokis. It's permitted to plant vegetables inside this enclosed space. V'im ein bo kashir hazeh, but if it does not contain this amount of space, ein zoyrim b'teicho, you may not plant the seeds in there, v'pnei shenira hakul ki oris echod v'yerek b'teicho, because the whole thing will look like it was one area of trained vines and the vegetables were planted inside it. Halacha ches, gfanim shehayu zruyim b'madrega gvoiha, vines that were planted up on a high level, on a high step, v'ha'oris shalahem yoitzo mesakich al asodeh, and the top part of the vines that were trained over on some support, extended out of this step over the rest of the field, im oimeid v'oritz u'boitzer eskuloi, if it's possible to stand on the ground and reach to harvest every part of this trained vine, royim kol amokim shetachas ha'oris keilu hu mokim ikrei hakfanim, then we imagine that the entire space that's under the trained vine is as if it were the place where the bottom of the vine reached the ground, and so it's forbidden to plant in that field seeds 4 cubits in every direction from the edge of the trained area. But if it was so high that he could not stand on the ground and harvest the grapes, but he must go up onto the step on which they were planted, or he has to climb up on a ladder, then it's not forbidden to plant seeds only directly under the trained area is forbidden, but right outside it is permitted. You don't have to have an additional 4 cubits. Halochen. There's Shneik Kisalim, if there were two walls, Hasmuchim Zelazeh, that were one next to the other, opposite each other, Vaha Gifanim Netuim Bezovis Beinehem, and the vines were planted in the space that's between them. Vahoris Yoitse Im Haksalim Miteha Keren Vikola, and the orders, the trained vines, come out from the walls at the, each of the ends. That is, the vines are trained to the end of one wall and to the end of the other wall, Vikola, but the trained area then disappears because at the other end of the wall there's no trained area. Marchik me ikre hakfonim kishir. He must separate, even though this now forms a vineyard, for both because we have a sufficient number of vines there to form a vineyard, and because it's drained. Nevertheless, the fact that it's enclosed between these two walls doesn't make the entire area a vineyard. So, Marchik me ikre hakfanim kishir, he has to leave a separation of the proper amount, that is 4 cubits, from the bottoms of the vines, vizeireya b'mokim hakola, and then he may plant in the place where there's no longer any trained vine above, she'ein alav oris, where there's no trained area above, v'afal pisha hazera mechuvin, and even though these seeds are now planted in the space that's between, that's directly between the two walls, Shabineim Ha'oris, the two walls which have this trained area between them, Hoyel V'Hirchik Kashir, as long as he has separated the proper amount, that is 4 cubits, Hareza Zeidea Bein Aksolim, he can then plant in other parts of the area between the walls, and we don't say that the entire area between the walls is considered a vineyard. Halacha Yud Gefen She'ala Ha'etz Shela Min Ha'aretz, a vine whose woody part rose from the earth miyat, a little bit above the ground, V'yachakach Nekam, and then it bent over, V'nimshach al ha'aretz, and it bent over and ran horizontally over the ground, V'chozar v'olo, and then it bent up again and went up again vertically, K'mo yarkuva, shaped like a knee, K'shemoydedim bein ha'gefen uvein hazera shisha tvochim ayar ba'amis, when you make the proper measurement of the distance between the vine and other seeds that you plant there, that is six handbreadths in the case of a single vine, or 4 cubits in the case of a vineyard, ein moidedim ela misoifo arkuva, you measure not from the vine, but from the bottom of the vine, but you measure from the edge of this knee, that is from the place where it bends up to continue upward from on top of the knee, and not from the original bottom of the vine. Halachi Yudalef, Kvar Beyarnu, we have already explained in chapter 6, She'afal pi she'marchik bein hazera u'bein hagefen kishir, even though he makes the proper distance separating the seeds and the vines, tzarech lehizoyer shalei tesachech hagefen al hayerek, he must nevertheless be careful that the vines do not overhang on top of the place where the vegetables are planted, or yisachech hayerek al hagefen, or that the vegetables do not overhang the vines. Zora yerek oitvua, if he planted vegetables or grains with tzomcha, and it grew, v'yachakach sikich olas ha-gefen, and afterwards he caused the vine, the neighboring vines, to overhang it. Hakashin mutarim, the straw is permitted. V'hadogun yidolig, but the grain itself must be burned. Hayushar she hagefen yoytzim l'teich arba amas shebein hakerem v'hatvua. If the roots of the vine grew out and extended into this 4-cubit space that he left between the vine and the grain, ye'oker, he has to uproot these vines. Hoyu sharshei hatvua yoytzim l'teicho arba amis, but if the roots of the grain extended into the 4-cubit space, mutar, this doesn't matter, it remains permitted. Halacha yud beis, kol harchokis, all these distances, v'hashiyurim, and all these measurements, ho'amurim b'kilayim, which we said in all of Hilchas Kilayim, and all these laws of mixed species, b'yamo b'ashisha tfochim, this is measured in a cubit of 6 hand breadths. There are some cubits are measured 5 hand breadths, as we'll learn in Hilchas Beis Abchira, but these are the regular 6 hand breadth cubits. Sheichakois, and this is 6 hand breadths held loosely. V'lo yitzamtzem b'midas hakilayim, and he shall not measure exactly, but he has to measure generously in the measurement of kilayim. She'ein mitzamtzem imela lahachmir, and making the measurement to its smallest possible thing is only done to be stricter. But where it's going to be lenient, he cannot measure it exactly. He has to leave a little bit more. Halacha yud gimel, kol hashiurim ha'elu shemarchikim bein akfanim v'atvua oy hayerek, all these measurements which we have to separate between the vines and the grains or vegetables, einam ela be'eretz Yisroel or besuria, these measurements apply only to Eretz Yisroel or Surya. Eretz Yisroel is forbidden by Torah law, and Surya, even though it's a midrabanan, it's not by Torah law, it's by rabbinical decree, but they are stricter about it, because it's close to Eretz Yisrael, aval b'chutz alaretz, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, muta lizroya b'tzad hakfanim, here outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's strictly a rabbinical decree that we have to be strict with kilayim, as we learned in one of the first chapters. Muta lizroya b'tzad hakfanim, it's permitted to plant seeds right next to the grapes, b'toich hakerem, even inside the vineyard, levchatchila, and even to begin with, it's permitted to do it that way. V'lo yosru b'chutz alaretz, and the only thing they forbid outside Eretz Yisrael, l'zroya shnei mina yerek oy tvua, they only forbid the planting of two kinds of seeds together. Two kinds of seeds or two kinds of grains, im hacharzen, together with the grape seeds, b'mapeles yad, by dropping the seeds together from the hand, by planting them directly. V'imama latinik goy, and if he said to a small child, a non-Jewish child, l'zroya loy b'chutz alaretz, to plant it for him outside of Eretz Yisrael, mutar, then it's permitted. But it has to be a child, but he shall not say, he shall not tell an adult goy to do this for him, because then he may come to make a mistake and have a Jew do it for him. Halacha yudalad, v'yafal pi shemuta lizroya hayerek b'tzad hakerem b'chutz alaretz, even though it's permitted to plant vegetables next to the vineyard, outside of Eretz Yisrael, harei oisei hayerek hazerua sham oser ba'achila, but the vegetables that are planted there may not be eaten, v'afilu b'chutz alaretz, and even outside of Eretz Yisrael, you may not eat them, v'hu sheyira oisei loiket umoicher, When do we say that you may not eat it? If he sees the guy picking it and selling it, so he knows for sure that it was planted the kilei hakerem, because he saw the guy picking it to sell. But if there's a doubt, that is, he doesn't know for sure that it's kilei hakerem, it's permitted. As we explained in the laws of forbidden foods, this law was explained there in the 10th chapter, Halachas Yud Aleph and Yud Beis.